Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen Ramsey was one of the better players on this team, one of the best players on defense for sure, but was he good for the Miami Dolphins? Now that the trade has happened, Jalen Ramsey no longer on the team, of course, the streets start talking. Like any relationship, when it's over, things start coming out, lad. Things start leaking out.
Like Diana Ross, I'm coming out?
Coming out. I want the world to know. Our guy, Dave Hyde, Sun Sentinel writer.
I saw a guy.
We love Dave Hyde. Dave Hyde is great. Covers all of our sports here in South Florida like nobody else. He wrote this. Let's start here. The Miami Dolphins won't miss cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
Ooh.
That's pretty strong right there.
Because they got nobody in the secondary.
We got Minkah Fitzpatrick now.
Well,
but no, I mean, on no the cornerbacks. Edge, quarterbacks on the edge. Cater Cahoo, Storm Duck, Cam Smith, a couple of rookies.
They couldn't cover a bed.
Hey. Okay, so let's just start there. Let's start here. The Miami Dolphins won't miss cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Now, what's he talking about?
Maybe
not so much a skill. He goes on to write, they won't miss him regularly showing up late to practice as the rest of the team was in the middle of stretching. So now we know there's probably some friction between he and Mike McDaniel. And Mike McDaniel came out and even volunteered that some players are showing up late, not coming to practice on time, doing things like that. Everybody just assumed it was Tyreek Hill, and it still might be Tyreek Hill. But now it's looking like he might have been taking some shots at Jalen Ramsey. So how does Jalen probably feel about that? Well, he goes on to say, they won't miss how he constantly undermined defensive coordinator Vic Fangio 2 years ago and coach Mike McDaniel last season in a manner that spread like a bad odor throughout the larger team. I'm worried a little bit about that.
Why you say that?
Because for the longest, maybe the culture problem in the locker room wasn't so much Tyreek Hill, although I do understand the Tyreek Hill quitting on the team last
year. So you're trying to say it was Jalen?
I don't know. It just seems like we thought that
I tell you, you have a culture problem right now. The fact that you don't even know what, you know that there's a problem, but you don't know where the problem is. That's a problem.
That is true.
So
let's also add.
And if Jalen, it doesn't really, I'm sorry. So now when they said Tyreek was going to be the voice of reason to try to bring Jalen back. And then
that's
now
true.
You're coming
now
to
you're
find
finding out that Jalen was the problem.
Right. Or they both were the problem. Like, you know. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they might shoulder a little both of the blame.
Yeah, like my partner in lateness. Maybe I want him there so that I'm not the only one that's not all the blame is going to be put on me. Maybe the nefarious ways. There was nefarious reasons why Tyreek wanted Jalen back so that he could do what he does. I'm just, you know, I'm just.
See a lot of each other.
Right.
A lot of yourself in each
but
other.
But then,
yeah.
You know, put the blame to him. Look, I would say Jalen is a individual who likes remaining an individual, like separate from a lot of nonsense.
We have heard that he kind of does his own thing.
He does his own thing because he doesn't deal with, he's not a BSer, bro. He doesn't like BS. So he comes from a military background, so therefore that's why he's kind of very, I'm going to say regimented. He's very
regimented.
Regimented. He's very to the T. Maybe he didn't like some of the loosey-goosey ways, you know, some people might say liberal ways of Mike McDaniel, just or the Miami Dolphins team.
Okay.
But
let's shoot Mike McDaniel a little bit of bail here.
Either
way, this isn't the first time it's happened with Jalen Ramsey and a team. In fact,
Jacksonville
was one.
That's it.
Wanted his way out. He sure didn't want to stick around the Rams.
Well, the Rams traded him. It's not like he didn't want to stay with the Rams. The Rams traded him. The Rams were regrouping. They were doing that soft rebuild that the Miami Dolphins don't want to say that they're doing, but they are doing. So that's why they traded him to Miami. He didn't have a problem with the Rams to the point he wanted to go back to them. He did have a problem with Jacksonville, but we all know what that was about. He wanted to get paid. Miami paid him. That's the thing. He got paid last year.
I'm glad you bring that up. Dave Hyde also mentions that at least it's good for Miami to get $23 million off the books for this season on Ramsey's three-year $72.3 million deal. There's also speculation. Get this. Jonnu Smith in the trade was thrown in as a sweetener because Ramsey's alleged stench in his loaded contract to kind of mitigate that. There's some rumors that was a sweetener part of the deal because Ramsey and the locker room stench and the stench behind the scenes and his loaded contract. I think the contract might be a little more for the stench.
Nah, because they gave him a bonus. No, I mean, they gave him a raise when he got traded. So, yeah, I don't think that. Look, maybe Dave Hyde talked to people. He definitely probably did talk to people. But right now, if you're looking, it just seems to me that maybe the Miami Dolphins, maybe Mike McDaniel was trying to make it seem like, look, it was all him. All him.
Here's what we know, though.
But to me, I'm sorry, before you, my last point. But for you to say he had a problem with Vic Fangio had a problem with Mike McDaniel.
It looked like
McDaniel. Everybody had a, right?
Mike McDaniel, Jalen Ramsey.
Mike McDaniel.
Javon Holland. They all had problems with each other. They still had a top defense. But
they had a top defense. They all had a problem with each other. And guess what? When there's a problem like this, you know who needs to nip this in the bud?
It's your head coach.
And they don't respect your head coach.
We know this.
Go ahead.
Jalen Ramsey is a great player. We know that he has a big contract. We know Mike McDaniel and he don't really get along very well, because Mike McDaniel wouldn't even make mention of him in press conferences. We don't know for sure if Jalen Ramsey was late, although it's somewhat being reported that he was late for practice, that he undermined both Vic Fangio and undermined Mike McDaniel, which led to problems with the team. We don't know that for sure, but that's what we're hearing. And once again, we know, or at least we believe, where there's smoke, there is some fire.
This seems to be a common denominator in all these problems.
Everything is going to be involved with the head coach. I do understand that. The head coach. Tyreek Hill goes out and says Mike McDaniel's a great coach and he loves him and wants to play with him.
Because Mike McDaniel needs that weapon.
Jonnu Smith said he wanted to retire a Dolphin.
And did Mike McDaniel help that out?
No, Mike McDaniel was busy fighting for Tua Tagovailoa to get a contract.
Mike McDaniel wanted Darren Waller.
Jonnu Smith maybe was
part of Let me ask you a question, cousin. Who's a better tight end, Jonnu Smith or Darren Waller?
Right now it is Jonnu Smith because Darren Waller hasn't played in years.
And you're taking a chance on him.
Seemed like that was what the calculated risk that had to be taken.
All right.
But it is interesting that, I mean, yeah, and you are right about Tyreek Hill. Everyone was like, oh, he's talking about, first of all, Mike McDaniel. We're in this age now. I think we need to learn our lesson, especially here in South Florida. Calling out big-time athletes doesn't always really help. Pat Riley did it to Jimmy Butler. That didn't help the situation. Mike McDaniel coming out, not by name, but saying players are coming up late, volunteering that information, by the way.
And here's the other thing.
Not help.
No, it doesn't help, Dan. And here's the other thing that these owners, coaches got to realize. These players now have platforms for them to respond and tell their side of the story.
Right.
I don't need to do an interview on a Sunday countdown with, with Berman when he was doing it back in the days, or Josina Anderson when Odell had that interview with Lil Wayne. I don't need to do that. I just go on my socials and just explain myself. And everybody will go on my socials and then, critique my version or my side of the story, and then there it is. And it's fodder for all sports radio and sports television the next day.
I understand him not getting along with Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio is old school. He's not changing his ways. Hey, look, Jalen Ramsey's old school. He ain't changing his ways either.
Which is, okay, so this is why I'm saying this all falls on, McDaniel. Fangio didn't mess with you. Ramsey didn't mess with Fangio, right? The whole defense didn't mess with Fangio, yet you still had a top 10 defense. Went 11-6 that year, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let Fangio was like, I'm out. I don't want to deal with this. Cool, you bring in Anthony Weaver, new defensive coordinator, and you still got problems. Jalen don't mess with you.
Shows up late. Supposedly.
We don't know what's going on with your stud wide receiver.
He apparently didn't undermine Anthony Weaver, though. He decided instead of undermining Vic Fangio, he would undermine Mike McDaniel, allegedly.
Okay. Jonnu Smith, your best offensive weapon last year. That might not be, you know what, let me take that. That might not be a head coach situation. That's general manager, that's money. That was a money situation.
We heard from Jonnu yesterday, him saying that they just kept putting it off, and eventually it was obvious that they weren't going to give him the money. They didn't want to pay him the money he felt he deserved.
I like to know what Darren Waller's contract was, because he was traded, so.
Didn't we see it was like.
Because he signed with the Giants not too long ago for a good deal, so I'm wondering if it's like I don't think it's like $4 million a year that Jonnu was making.
Because Jonnu was making four. I think it's 4.6.
Darren Waller?
About the same as, I would say it's about the same, close to $5 million, but they were going to pay Jonnu Smith.
Okay.
Adam Schefter, Waller receive a one-year contract worth up to $5 million.
Oh, it's a one-year deal, so.
This is Adam Schefter reports Waller will receive a one-year contract worth up to, now once again, $5 million, up to $5 million a year. So basically, Jonnu wanted more money.
Jonnu wanted more, but I thought when you trade somebody, you trade their contract. I guess they reworked their contract. All right, well, I guess they got the tight end within their financial financial scope to fit in with this offense. Cool. I mean,
it's just weird. Mike McDaniel's such a new school, new age coach that he would revert back to that. I mean, did it get to just such a nasty point that Mike McDaniel comes out and says, we got players showing up late. I'm not going to call it and say names, but like, take a shot like that? Was it that nasty? And then, of course, Mike McDaniel, once again, talks about everything, talks to everybody.
But not only that.
Anytime you bring up Jalen Ramsey's name, it's like, oh, you know, we're not talking about
that. Well, you have a player showing up late. Why don't you discipline him?
Yeah. It's the other thing.
Discipline him.
And, I mean, I understand.
You fine him. You might sit him out a game and then let him know. So that way it's not looked upon that you're a pushover or you don't have control of this team.
Yeah. We don't know. He might have fined him. And these guys, they make so much money. They're like, oh, okay, take that. But, yeah, sit him out a half. And when people ask what happened, say.
Team. Yeah. It just says team. Just a team rule. We're not going to talk about
it. It's a team situation.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep everything in-house.
But, no.
And then if he wants to go out there and run his mouth, then that's on him.
Right. That's on him. But when you're not saying anything, right now you're just looking bad. Right? If you're a Dolph fan. This 2025 season, you're like, don't know how this is gonna go out. I don't know how this is gonna fare out because you were an 8-9 team last season and you lost a lot of your best, well, key contributors last season.
Yes. Let's just say this. Jalen Ramsey's situation, obviously it got out of hand with Mike McDaniel for whatever reason. Do you think the Jalen Ramsey situation will get out of hand with Mike Tomlin?
No. Because he's a coach.
And that says a lot right there.
He's a man.
Says a lot right there.
We know who runs that off. We know who runs everything.
You think Jalen Ramsey is ever going to come out and say, man, things in Pittsburgh were terrible. I didn't like working. Well, though he doesn't talk a lot, but I'm saying, do you think it's ever going to come out that he and Mike Tomlin didn't see eye to eye for a long period of time? I understand players and coaches.
Who, Minka? Oh, you're just talking about Jalen?
No, I'm talking about Jalen Ramsey because Jalen Ramsey had his problems.
It all depends. No, Mike Tomlin's going to talk to Jalen, and they're going to have a real man-to-man conversation, and he's going to let him know, this is how I run my things here. This is how we do things in Pittsburgh. Whatever you need, we will provide to you. We will provide for you in order for you to be the best Jalen Ramsey that you can be. But he knows. And here's the other thing. I guarantee you Jalen has respect for Mike Tomlin more so than he has respect. He had respect for Mike McDaniel.
It does seem like he did not have much respect for Mike McDaniel. But guarantee that situation, if it does happen in Pittsburgh, would never come out. And number two, it probably will not happen.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin's a man.
I didn't say that. Man. Nonetheless, apparently Jalen Ramsey physically on the field still doing some good things, but apparently in the locker room, not so great for the team.
I'm looking at the top. Are we on hurricane warning or anything like this?
It's just the hurricane season's beginning. That's all.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. Not a good time. Hopefully, a good time for the Miami Dolphins.
And that would also lead us to the whole time they talked about, we're changing the culture. We're going to do this. I'm guessing that's kind of another thing about Jalen Ramsey. Like, you know.
But this is why I go back to Dan. This is why I go back that the leaders of this team should be your head coach and the guy who's under center.
Yes.
Those are the guys who got to be in the forefront, nipping all of this in the bud, like nipping any type of negative reaction.
Who's the captain of the defense? Last year it was Calais Campbell.
It's probably going to be Zach Sealer. Yeah, it's probably going to be Zach Sealer. But Jalen, I think, was also a captain of the defense last season.
Interesting.
And we all know who the captains of the offense was.
Man, oh man.
And right now, he's coaching for his life.
Some people would say he is on the hottest of hot seats in the NFL. We shall see.
That thing's on 600 degrees right now, B.
Well, we're changing the culture. That's what we need to know right now. Changing the culture.
But let me ask you this, Dan. If you're 3 years in a situation and then you got to change the culture, you had two winning seasons.
Things got out of hand last year. You got to adapt. I mean, I'm serious. Things did get out of hand last year and you have to adapt. You're making adaptations, and that's what good coaches do. They adapt. I've known some coaches that don't adapt, and they get stuck in their ways, and things get pretty south. It's pretty sour. We shall see. We shall see.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.